This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
All right.
Introduce the pod.
You say tell me that all the time.
Introduce the pod. Say hello to the people.
I'm Marty.
And I'm Dean.
Dean, that's Dean.
Welcome to Marty and Dean.
Yes.
Episode 11?
11. Here's something I've been thinking about.
Okay.
Something new. Now, go with this here.
All right.
So, you know, Olympics are an important thing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, did you know, in my opinion, that New York is really getting into this Olympic scene, you know?
Okay.
And it's all about the gymnastics.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And the way you move your body and things like that.
Yes.
And there's a whole program set up so we can actually, I keep looking at the camera. I'm not supposed to do another camera.
That's okay.
So I want to, you know, New York has set up the system to so that we can actually find people that could do really good at this new kind of Olympics thing.
Okay.
It's all this subway dissuasion of going in for free.
Oh, trying to hop the turnstile.
No, it's not hop. It's, you can't twist. You can't turn. You go underneath. You have spikes that shoot you. It's great.
Yeah.
And so I think what's really happening here is we're going to have a new Olympic sport called subway entrance.
Subway entering.
And so, like,
you ever hop a turnstile?
No, that wouldn't work.
You couldn't do it? Even when you were a kid, you didn't hop a turnstile?
I was a suburban kid.
Ooh. Hop a turnstile in the LIRR or whatever?
There's no turnstiles. Just buy a ticket on the train.
How do you sell? Do you spell out the LIRR or do you just call it, like, the lure? When you're talking about it, do you say the lure? The layer?
How about the train?
It's fine, the train. All right, fine. Everything's the train.
It's going to be the LIRR.
LIRR, okay.
That, not the LIRR.
You know there's a subway in L.A. I hopped that turnstile.
The BART.
Yeah. No, that's Chicago.
No.
The BART is in Chicago.
BART is not Chicago.
The BART is in Chicago. The BART is not in Los Angeles.
It must be San Francisco then.
Maybe San Francisco.
It's definitely a California place.
The L.A. is the Metro.
Okay. Metro's just so boring.
The Metro's
in St. Louis, the Metro's in D.C. You think they were all interconnected underground or something?
Yeah, look, if Young Metro don't trust you, he's going to shoot you.
All right, so now, but I think, you know, you don't like my whole conversation about the...
I like the turnstile hopping. I think the turnstile hopping is...
But it's not that we like it, it's just that it's...
I do like it.
It's an Olympic sport.
I do like it. I'm a big fan of it.
Olympic sport.
When I see people do it, I'm like, good for you. Good job.
You know, and then people...
Way to get away with crimes.
Well, one day I, like, you know, people, the kids are, like, waiting outside the gate, and I walk by, and I'm like, I'm not pressing the button, because they have the... And then I go in.
Because if you let them in, like, everybody goes in.
No, and then they,
I think stealing public transportation is okay.
No, I have a phone. I'm going to finish my story.
Okay, go ahead.
So this guy, I didn't let this guy in, and he saw me not let him in. So I walk in, I get on the train. And then I'm like, he's on the train. He said, "You didn't let me in."
Oh no! See, that's scary. That's scary. That's terrifying to me.
That wouldn't be terrifying. It was just more annoying. It's like,
yeah. And you were like, yeah.
Hey, what's your problem? I'm actually not like that. So I was more like,
it was Tony Burbank that you didn't let in.
Tony Burbank. Hey, you know, Tony's a good guy. So
Tony pays for the train.
He pays for the train. You know, we always did the. Well, Tony didn't have money back then. So my parents actually. And this is not well known. My parents once, the suburban people, but my mother was from the Bronx, my father's from Brooklyn into marriage, just like the good ones.
Okay.
And so one day they're, you know, they live in the suburbs and they thought it'd be cute. So they get on the subway and they like squeeze through the high rider things and they put a little token in.
Okay.
And they squeeze through and then the cop stops them and said, excuse me.
Oh, wow.
Which is very funny because they're not the typical people. Well, typical is not right. You know,
yeah.
Have to be white. But so.
You know, I've had some run-ins with the police.
Oh, that
hurts. I'm banned from all Walmarts, technically.
What did you do?
I stole beer.
Oh, we don't do that anymore.
No, I don't drink beer anymore. I still steal them.
You still steal them?
No, you want to hear the story? I'll do it quick. I'll do it in a couple lines. I was 15 years old, and the rumor is you could walk right into Walmart, grab a case of beer, and walk right back out. This is what everybody said. So
they weren't right, though.
They were wrong. They were completely wrong about this. I thought the heist was going to go off without a hitch, and it definitely had multiple hitches. First hitch is me and Robbie and a third guy whose name I don't remember. We pull up, we park in a parking spot at Walmart, which was...
You could drive at 15?
Well, I think maybe Robbie had the driver's license. We had a truck. We had access to a truck.
Okay. I figured where you...
Look, we already were stealing beer. We don't care about licensing either. So somebody drove. I don't know who it was. It was probably the third guy whose name I don't remember. We walk into Walmart. We grab not even a good case of beer. I think it was like a case of like Natty Light. Because we wanted as many beers. Yeah, I think it's because it used to be 30 bones for 13 stones. And we wanted 30 beers as opposed to 24 beers because we were young alcoholics. So we grabbed this 30...
Alcoholics in training.
Baby alcoholics.
Okay.
Baby drunks. Which is a terrible cartoon, and nobody should watch Baby Drunks. So we grab the 30 rack.
There is a cartoon.
No, I made it up. So we grab. Let me finish my story. You grab the 30 rack.
I'm losing my attention here. Go on.
Okay, so fine. I walk out of Walmart. The lady in the front of Walmart, who's supposed to like check receipts, immediately starts screaming, "They're stealing that beer! They're stealing that beer!" We hightail it to the truck. We put the beer in the truck. We all hop in the back. We spin tires out of the Walmart parking lot. This is important. We go up to the red light outside of Walmart. We take a left. We go up to the next red light. We drive about six houses down and then park at the house that we were staying at, which is in the clear view of the opening of Walmart. So if you're standing at the front of Walmart, you saw the whole getaway. You saw exactly where the truck went. So we're sitting there. We're like, heist accomplished, fellas. We did it. Let's start playing some Halo. So we're playing Halo. And about 10 minutes later, we see red and blue lights outside the house. To which I immediately tell Robbie, I go, Robbie, the cops are here. And Robbie says the worst thing that a criminal can say, which is, no, they're not. I hate denial. If you're a criminal, stop denying that the police are here. They're there. Work through it. Right? So the cops start banging on the front door. And then they start banging on the back door. And then Robbie, the fucking idiot that he is, gave even worse advice. He goes, pretend like you're asleep. Because, you know, police respect that. If you're asleep, they're like, well, we'll get him tomorrow.
You're 15.
I'm 15. And he's like, pretend like you're asleep. Remember that I'm playing Halo. So he goes, pretend like you're asleep. I am scared, so I believe him. And I just go to sleep with a game controller in my hand. I'm pretending to be asleep while Halo is actively playing. And the cop heard this and goes, I know you're not asleep. And I go, okay. And I walk over to the door. I open the door. And I'm like, officer? What's going on? Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm so sleepy. I fell asleep mid-Halo game. And he's like, come out here. He puts me in handcuffs. He puts Robbie in handcuffs. He puts the third guy in handcuffs. He also wakes up the one guy who was actually asleep in the house, Bob, and he puts him in handcuffs. And he puts us all outside. And he's like, did you guys steal that beer? And we're like, officer, we were too busy looking at Bibles to steal. We would never steal beer. He goes, I'm going to go in that house and I'm going to find that case of beer. Tell me where the beer is right now. And Robbie was like, don't worry, I hid it. And the cop immediately finds it because he had just put it in the shower and closed the curtain. Like, that's going to defer the police finding the beer. So he finds he finds 27 Keystone lights because we had all opened one Keystone light. And then basically three open Keystone lights. We didn't hide the open Keystone lights, by the way. And he's like, all right, well, we got to take this beer. It's under $50, so we're not going to arrest you. And I was like, yes. But he's like, but technically, you are banned from shopping at Walmart ever again. Which, as a young man in Alabama, that is like a death sentence. I don't know how I'm going to feed my family one day because I can't buy stuff at Walmart. And the last thing the cop says before he goes, and he really closed on a strong move, he goes, enjoy Target. And he leaves. And then, like, I was like, damn, he fucking got us. We have no beer. We're so bummed. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, I'm at Target. And I see the cop. I see the cop that said it. And he's doing stuff. I'm doing stuff. He's not in uniform either. He's, like, in his regular clothes. And I see him, and he makes eye contact with me. And just goes. And I was like, man, that cop's got a great story. But technically, I'm banned from all Walmarts.
Have you been back to one?
Yes, I have. Because I'm a fucking bad boy.
Okay, just checking.
Why did it take us 11 episodes to hear this story?
Because I like to save it, yeah.
This is incredible.
Yeah, I'm banned from all Walmarts. And I didn't go to Walmart for several years. Because for some reason I was like, the fucking Walmart security system, man. I can't go back. I can't go back to prison. I've never been to prison. But
well, Joyce's grandfather, grandfather, when he escaped from Europe before World War II.
Okay, well, that's obviously much higher stakes than what we're talking about. Don't transition into some very beautiful, harrowing story about escaping the Holocaust. No, don't do that to me right now. Okay, go ahead.
It was more about getting conscripted into the army because he noticed that everyone that conscripted didn't come back. So he decided he didn't want to do that, so he ran away.
Yeah.
And he, for his whole life, he was afraid that his name was at the border.
In Germany?
No, this is Russia.
Oh, okay, got it.
It's Russia. Yeah. So he was afraid that they would arrest him his whole life. Yeah. Even after things loosened up and stuff, he was curious to go back, but he never did because he was scared to death that he would get arrested. That's the story.
So me and this guy who escaped Russia have a lot in common.
Exactly.
Walmart is my Russia.
All right. Well, they took the beer back.
So. They took the beer back. Yeah.
Well, at least you think they took the beer back.
They for sure sat in their cruisers and drank that whole 30 pack. There's no way they went back to Walmart and they were like, "Here's 27 beers back." No, they took that beer and drank it.
Well, they could.
And then probably went home. And I don't like the police. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Things come out. All right.
I'm sorry. Right. I stole. Look, the heist was it was not well planned. I'll give them that.
It's a 15-year-old heist. It makes sense.
We didn't do very good.
Apparently not. I missed part of your story. You left out the part where when you went into the house. I got the impression you were playing Halo in the car.
Oh, sorry. No, we went in the house, booted up the original Xbox, and started playing Halo.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah. To celebrate, the heist went well.
Apparently not. And took a beer out each.
I was not the Danny Ocean. Robbie was the Danny Ocean.
Okay.
Maybe I was the Brad Pitt, but I definitely wasn't the Danny Ocean.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so I that's not my thing.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Wait, heist movies?
Heists
in general?
Doing heists.
I haven't done heists in a long time.
Define long.
Years? Over a decade?
Okay.
I mostly robbed pot dealers.
That seems actually a more dangerous thing to do. Okay.
I wasn't robbing coke dealers. I was robbing pot dealers. And if you leave your pot out while I'm buying pot from you and I can take it, I'm going to take it.
Okay.
They can't keep track of it.
Did you get stainless steel pots? Or?
Pots and pans. Yeah, did you get the hibachis.
Hibachis are fun.
A wok.
I bought the wedding gift when I got married. We got lots of woks.
Have you ever done a heist? Have you ever stolen anything?
Not that I can discuss.
Ooh.
Not Damn. That you can talk about on camera.
That was over 7 years ago, so.
I don't think that's real.
Statute of limitations?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Are you sure 7 years?
I'm sure. I'm not a lawyer, no matter who I play on TV.
Okay.
But I've sold weed in the past 7 years, legally.
Okay.
So I can talk about that.
Can we?
Yeah.
All right. Well, actually, in New York, you can get licensed because you did bad things. So.
Oh, yeah. They give you the dispensary licenses to people that have been incarcerated.
They close all the dispensaries down.
They do the same thing in California, I think.
Although they've closed them down. Now they're reopening. So everything in the neighborhood closed down. Annoyed people.
That's good.
So there's one nearby. And then now they have signs up saying we're opening. They don't sneak the openings.
Yeah.
I don't know. My wife and I were talking. How's that? Okay, thank you. About some funny stuff for the podcast. And so the first funny one, which apparently you didn't like that much, was the whole thing about the Olympics and things. And then we came up with something that led from that to something that was really funny.
Okay.
And both of us this morning got up and said, we have no idea what we're talking about.
So, when you do bits with your wife, There is bits for years that Rena have and I have like forgotten, and we're like, "What did we say? Yeah. What did we say that one night?" I mean, the best recurring bit that we did for a long time is we played the boop game, which is where we would try and like boop each other on the nose, which is very cute. But Rena and I are both very, very competitive people. So what it ends up becoming is we try and boop each other. Like, there was one time we were trying to boop each other, and she was trying to boop me, and I went ass over tea kettle over the couch, and I sprained my ankle. So I had to go into work the next day limping, and they were like, "What happened to you?" And I was like, "A sports accident." Sports accident. Definitely not from the boop game.
Okay. I thought you said boob game at first.
Boop. Boop.
I know what boop means. Yes, I have a child. Yeah. I have grandchildren. So.
Yeah. We were adults. We were grown adults with no children. Okay. Alone in the house during the pandemic.
Okay. That's interesting. So
everybody dealt with it differently, I guess.
No, and we were talking at the boathouse.
Hey, there it is. There it is, the Martheads. You know about the boathouse.
One of the
clock it.
I don't remember who it was. One of the women in the boathouse was basically, you know, came with like a sprained ankle or whatever it was. Yeah. No, like a pulled muscle on something.
Yeah.
And I said, "How'd that happen?" And she described it to me. I said, "Well, you know," and she was describing this thing. It sounds so boring, but it happened in bed. So I said, "Why don't you just say it happened in bed and leave it at that?"
Yeah, there you go.
Because then people ask more questions. And then she didn't want to deal with that because she didn't want to make an impression on people that she was a little wild.
I like it when you say stuff to people that makes them not ask any follow-ups. I'm a big fan of that. Like, when I was homeless for several years, people would ask me, like, "You want to..." This is a tip to all our homeless fans out there. But if you ever want... If you're ever, like, homeless but you don't want people to know, here's how you do it. Marty, ask me where I live.
Where you live?
In the moment.
What does that mean?
I stay present, baby. I'm here with you right now. That's what matters.
Where do you sleep?
Where do I sleep? Where I dream.
Okay.
Fine. Home is where the heart is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm bored. Okay, now.
Yeah, but now here's the thing. You don't want to ask any more follow-ups. Yeah. But also, in the moment is very good. In the moment, if somebody asks you where you live and you don't want to tell them because you don't want them to know where you actually live, just say in the moment. And people will be like, "Damn, that's tight."
Okay.
Also, if you are doing something and you want people to stop questioning you about it, use a rhyme. Works every time. See? You don't want to get a haircut? You want to grow your hair out? People are like, "Hey, why are you growing your hair out?" You just go, "Long hair, don't care."
Okay.
Long hair, don't care. And they're like, "What does that mean?" And you're like, "Long hair, don't care." Ryan?
Long hair, don't care.
See what I mean?
Is that why your hair's long?
Because he is.
Long hair, don't care.
Okay. I tried to grow my hair long. It wasn't pretty.
You should grow it out.
I tried.
Should we try and both grow our hair out? Let's grow our hair out for a full year, see whose hair grows out longer.
Mine will grow out longer.
No. My hair will grow out longer. My hair grows out pretty fast.
Are we required just the back of the hair or just all hair?
Just full mullet? You want to do a full mullet off? I would love to do a mullet off. That would be amazing. 6 month mullet? The 6 month mullet challenge?
Well, that reminds me of the COVID days, and no pictures exist of that.
Yeah, we need pictures of the mullet. You had a mullet during COVID?
Well, I just let my hair grow. And I went to the barber, my new barber, and I said, I haven't had a haircut in like 2 years. And he said, "I could tell."
Wow, got him.
Let's cut it off.
So, oh, man. He's not my barber. I would love to. I need to get a haircut right now. But yeah, we should do a long hair don't care challenge. See whose hair grows out longer. We'll do the 90 day fiance long hair don't care challenge.
Fiance?
90 Day Fiancé is a show. So what's new?
I don't know. New York, New Jersey, Newfoundland.
New York, New Jersey, Newfoundland. Yeah. Newfoundland?
Yes, Newfoundland.
New Mexico? New Coke?
New Coke. Oh, that was a sad thing. I think we had that conversation already.
I think so.
The New Coke situation saga.
Okay, so here's my question.
Yes, sir.
You are tasked with naming the 51st state of America. I don't know where it is. What do you call it?
New state?
New state.
No, I don't know what I would do. I would have to understand its background. It had some name. People call it something.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of call it something related to what it was.
What it already was.
Yes. It makes sense.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, this is a rough question. I get it. That's not a good hypothetical.
Okay, I don't know. What else is there? So we talked about the Olympics, which you did not... You didn't seem inspired by that.
I just, when it comes to turnstile hopping, it's one of those things where I try very hard not to judge the way other people live when it comes to crimes. You know, as you can tell, I'm a master criminal myself, having gotten away almost with a case of beer.
You're doing a podcast. You're not a very good criminal.
Obviously, I'm going on the record. You know, real G's move in silence like lasagna, as we all know. I'm going to see from now on how many like little rap things I can just work into our podcast and just like see if I can like sprinkle them throughout and see if you catch any of them. Because I've already done another one this episode and you didn't say anything.
Well, it doesn't mean I have to acknowledge them. I kind of notice things and let them pass by.
Fair enough.
That's my
just going to see, because I'm hoping to do like a super cut of me just saying like weird rap lyrics like through like the next 10 episodes. And that way we can have like a super cut of them.
Oh.
That's the plan. I'm planning content.
I thought it's a barbershop.
Oh, supercuts.
Yeah.
Would you be in a barbershop quartet if I asked you to be in one?
It would be sad.
Why? Can you not sing?
I've been told so.
Well, here, do you want to do bass? Like, boom, 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 boom.
I was going to tell you my story why I can't sing.
Okay, go ahead. Why can't you sing? Do you want to look down the camera and do sad music?
It's Mr. Weber. It's his fault. So,
who's Mr. Weber?
The elementary school music teacher. We were happily singing songs. Like, they had open glee club because I like to sing.
Yeah.
And so he was forced to let me in. So okay. I'm happily singing.
Yeah.
Whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And he looks at me. He's like, it looks like he's smelling like someone farted, like something really bad. What is that? What is that? He's like this horrible feeling. And he looks at me and he points and says, you, quiet. I shut up. And he's like, ah.
Mr. Weber did that to you?
Yes, he did.
Hey, Mr. Weber, you're probably dead. But if you're alive, fuck you, man. How dare you do that to my friend? That's messed up, dude. I hate that. That makes me angry. That makes me furious.
Oh, thank you.
I don't like that. Mr. Weber, you're a bad teacher. You're probably dead. What? You're probably dead.
Probably at this point.
More than likely, you're no longer alive. But I'll let you know that when you were alive, you hurt my friend, dude. You made him self-conscious about saying it. I don't like that shit, dude.
Then there was the senior play.
The senior play? Was Mr. Weber involved with that, too? No. I swear to God.
No, this was high school.
Okay.
They said, be quiet. I said,
who
no.
said? Who did it?
I don't remember who the teacher was, but they said, those that can't sing, don't sing. But I sang anyway. I didn't care.
Let's go, Marty.
That's what I'm fucking talking about.
So, back in my parents' day, they had the listeners.
They had listeners?
Like, if you couldn't sing, they'd say, you're a listener. Yes, in the choir.
That's so fucked. Like, hey, you've actually been upgraded. You're not a singer anymore. Now you're a listener. Exactly. When I was in band, I played saxophone, but I never really learned how to do it. I only really learned one note, so I would just wait till that one note came, and I would just be like,
I like the drums.
I wish I always wanted to learn how to play.
I played the drums, and apparently I had stopped. I was happily banging on the drum.
Yeah,
and apparently the whole band had stopped. The teacher says, again, Mr. Weber, stop.
Mr. Weber did that to you?
Again.
You fucking bastard.
Time took care of it all.
Yeah.
I outlived him.
Yeah.
I guess. Actually, I don't know.
Honestly, if he is around, I hope he fucking... Oh, fuck you, Mr. Weber. Ooh, I'm mad. Ooh, I'm mad at Mr. Weber for doing that to you twice. Twice he did this to you?
Well, I may have been randomly just banging on
if
the
he's alive, I'm gonna
drum.
I'm going to...
So I don't
I'm going to leave him alone because I'm not going to say I'm going to assault somebody. But
you can put pepper on him.
Yeah, a pepper him.
Exactly. It's not a big deal.
That's a good joke. I like that joke. That's crazy that a teacher said that to you.
That's a joke.
That makes me so mad, dude. When teachers like
It was the 60s.
I don't give a shit.
It was a rougher time.
I don't give a shit.
It was a rougher time.
Yeah, it was a rougher time. If I see Mr. Weber, I'm going to give him a rougher time. That's for fucking sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Smack.
What's the name of this guy? No, I've had so, you know.
What an asshole.
It's an elementary school.
When I was, I went to elementary school in the 90s, but I also had some elementary school teachers that were like, not so cool.
Yeah, I know.
One of them was like, you got to cut your son's hair because his long hair is distracting everybody.
You wanted to cut your son's hair?
Cut my hair. My parent wanted my parents to cut my hair.
How long was your hair?
I had a rat tail. All right, anyway, tune in next week to hear more about the rat tail. I had a rat tail. My dad still has it. Thanks for listening.
That's creepy.
Please like and subscribe. If you subscribe, I will send you a picture of the rat tail that my dad has. It's in an envelope. It's very weird that he still has it. Thank you for listening. Marty, any final thoughts?
I don't think.
You do?
No.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye, Marty.
Bye, Marty.
Thanks for listening, everybody.